Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
First Zoom of the day, I have to mess with my hair.
It's almost at the end of my day, so my hair is like. What do
You mean, Laura? It's 10 o'clock for you. Come on.
It's my first Zoom.
On Tuesday, I think I realized suddenly, partway through the day, I had gone through like four meetings and I'd never actually combed my hair. So,
And I had a meeting earlier this week that I was basically still in my gym clothes. Nancy, we were hearing you, and then we didn't hear whatever you said
Oh,
last.
you can hear me. I was just muttering to myself.
Oh, okay.
Do we have a new person here?
Molly's been here before.
Has she? I don't know you, Molly. Sorry.
Molly is from Spokane Public Library.
I'm more of a lurker.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been coming to these meetings for what, a couple years?
Well,
At
shows how
least a
stupid
year.
I am. Yeah.
Nancy, you need to be kind to yourself. Don't call
Yes.
yourself stupid or things like that. It's
Agree.
okay, Charlotte. I'll try
not.
If Charlotte says you're not stupid, you're not stupid.
Yeah, 100% are you?
Yes,
I want to
okay. If
be as
Charlotte
smart
says
as
I'm
you.
not stupid, it's okay. Yeah, I gotta talk quietly because my in-laws are in the next rooms. They couldn't stay for a while because they just cleared out their house. They're moving to Hawaii. So.
Wow. Sounds lovely.
Which means you'll have a place to stay in Hawaii.
Except they want us to move there too, but
Oh. Oh.
isn't it? I have been only at a vacation in Hawaii. What's it called? Kauai. But it was very expensive out there, as I remember it.
Yeah, I mean, you can grow fruit on the islands, but other than that, I think everything has to be blown in or shipped in.
There's coffee.
I
The
oh,
coffee is very
well.
expensive, actually. The coffee is
Oh, is it?
expensive.
Oh.
There's
Coffee's expensive everywhere now.
they grow a lot of greens and things,
Right.
and actually they have very large beef farms on
Oh, I
the
didn't know
on Maui and the Big Island. They have
that.
large beef farms up in the mountains. But yeah, food is not cheap, but housing, I mean, compared to California, is not so
Okay.
bad. I mean,
Yeah, everything's relative.
yeah.
People complain about the cost of living here in Ithaca, but it's so much cheaper than the Denver Boulder area in Colorado was. And Denver Boulder is so much cheaper than California. And
We were talking one time. There's this area called the Waipio Valley, which is where's I know Callie's awake. I don't know where she is,
yeah, I
but
know Callie. Callie and I were smoking.
this area, the Waipio Valley, is where King Kamehameha was brought up because it's a very deep valley with a beach. It's very protected, it's sort of the center of, Hawaiian, whatever in Hawaii. And we went down, it has this really, really road that's like this to go down to it, and we went down in a tour down there, and the guy who had been brought up there said, actually, you could never go hungry, unless you're lazy, you could never go hungry in the Waipio Valley. Because they grew taro down there. You could fish both in the ocean and in the stream that came through. You could grow greens. They had some wild boar. And it's and then it goes, and every once in a while a cow falls off the cliff at the Parker Ranch. I have a feeling this is something that happened once and it's, become the lore. And luckily somebody found it in time.
I'm reluctant to start without Kelly or Alvaro, but maybe we should start.
Let me ping her, see what's going on.
Yeah.
So I was wondering how, if, because it's a bit late that I am announcing myself as presenter, but how can I be added as a presenter to the WolfCon session?
And we'll need Alvaro for that because I'm not presenting, so I won't be participating at all. I mean, I'm presenting in the conference, but I'm not presenting in this workshop, so I don't have any information. I mean, my guess is that there will be a Zoom link that he can share, but I'm just guessing that. And unfortunately, my easy access to WolfCon planning is no longer because Jesse's last day at Cornell was Wednesday.
So there's going to be a presenter meeting, right? Intro.
Yes, there was one.
Oh, it has been.
There are two of them. There was one. Going to be another one, and yes, that would be a good question to ask there.
Do you re remember when the second one was to be?
Why do I think it's today? Let me just
Must
session
be.
two. It's oh, you know what?
It's now or what?
It's right now. Oh, it
I
is.
see.
There's a record, but that doesn't help. So the slides and recording don't help with that
Oh, she
particular
says
question.
she's in another Zoom
Oh,
that's in the
maybe she's.
calendar. She's in
Oh.
the old Zoom.
Oh, she's in the old Zoom, which means I need to update the calendar, or was in her calendar. So she's in the Cornell Zoom, wondering where the rest of us are. Oh,
Here, I got it here. Just a sec.
yes. I'm gonna throw.
I'm going to send it to her directly too, so.
I don't know if, well, Kelly can tell us if anyone else is over there.
She said there are other people, yes.
Oh, okay.
I sent her the link.
Okay, I just threw it in chat. Not in chat, sorry, in Slack. That explains why there's so few of us.
Hi.
Hi, sorry about that.
That's okay. The rest of the group that was in the other meeting is also on
It's
the
on their way. Okay, great. I should have thought to share the Zoom link in Slack. Hello, sorry. Is there
I
someone on the
joining from the other parallel meeting.
Yes. Is there somewhere in the wiki I still need to change the links, or is it just what people have in their own calendars?
Yeah, it was I joined from
Our
Outlook.
candles.
Yeah.
Okay, because I had tried. Oh, hang on. Yeah. I had tried to make sure I updated it everywhere, but it's quite possible that it's still lurking elsewhere. And unfortunately, we now have two different links. Whereas we used to have one, there's now a different one. Hello, everyone. So sorry for that mix up.
Sorry, because I used the old link.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
sorry for this.
oh no, it's completely understandable. That's why I didn't want to change it, but then I did need to change it. So
I
and I
still
was
have it
just
in my
saying that
calendar.
when I tried to change it everywhere in the wiki. So if you find it incorrect anywhere, let me know. And also, unfortunately, we used to have one Zoom link for the two different meetings, and now we have a different one for each one because the OLF Zooms are set up differently than when I set something up personally. So
Okay.
let me throw our
As you write that.
and let me share my screen. Or actually, I don't know that I need to share my screen because I think others will probably want to share. But I did want to start with one announcement that Callie and Nancy have agreed to take over as co-conveners from me and Chris, and I'm very grateful.
Sounds good.
Yes. So,
Good.
yes. So we will continue. And Kelly and Nancy, I'll reach out to you about having some kind of handoff meeting if you would like. Maybe after WolfCon, because I know you've got Good Friend in Europe next week also.
Laura, will you still follow the work? Are you just
Oh,
stepping down or?
I'm just stepping down as convener.
All
I
right.
want
Okay.
to continue to be part of the SIG, just not convening.
Yeah, we're actually waiting for Bitframe in Europe tomorrow. So both.
I'm assuming we won't talk about anything till after WolfCon. So, are there any other announcements? If not, I'd like to turn things over to you, Alvaro.
Jen.
Your workshop
Your
plan
workshop plans. Okay, yeah.
a
Thank
weird
you.
echo. Maybe it's just me. Okay. I'll turn things over to you
Okay.
and turn my mic off.
Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna share my screen. All right. Okay, yeah. I have talked about this a little bit in the others soon, but so I'm gonna repeat a little bit. Okay. Okay, can you see it? Good.
Yes.
So right. So the workshop has two parts, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So in the morning there will be basically presentations about the different
Blink data editing implementations, and the agenda we agreed was I mean earlier was that as far as it will be Sienna and Andreas because of the time constraint. They are in and UTC plus timing, so time zone. So it's logical that they start first. So it will be first at also I adapted the schedule from like the regular Wolfcon presentation to this. I'm assuming that this will be the same time frame, I guess. So this will start by 9 a.m. with Tiziana. Then by 9:30 will be Andreas. So this is 2 p.m. and 2:30 p.m. UTC. Then
Very quick, is it 8 hours time difference for Europe or is it just
oh
seven?
no, it's 5. Oh no, I don't know.
UTC is 5 and Central European time would be 7.
6. Okay. It's half an hour for like the whole time. So I guess presentation should last 20 minutes. Andreas remarked that, and he's right. And we might be sending an email, like reminding everyone about this and also about the timing with the equivalences and all that. Okay. So Kali will be then by 10 a.m. Then we'll have a break by 10:30, a half an hour break. And I guess it depends on us, the length of it. Then we'll have Marva. I ask Caitlin, who told me to ask Steve. And I just ask Ray to please remind Steve to tell me who might be presenting Marva, because we still don't have anyone yet. And the morning will end with me presenting my part, and we'll have lunch by noon. This will be about an hour. Then we'll start in the afternoon. This block is from 1:10, maybe it could be 1 until 4, and it has a break by 2 p.m. Now, I'm not really clear about what could be happening here. I took the suggestion from the channel about maybe discussing the folio integration for different linked data editors. I think it might be a good moment to maybe discuss different approaches and like concrete approaches, maybe check Jira tickets. I don't know. Charlotte?
So would that might fit with that I could present this generic solution for edit in a link not the linked data editor but any bframe editor. Would
Yes.
that so okay, that
That would be
sounds really
great.
good. And then I think with 7 hours time difference, then I probably will miss the rest because then it will be 11 p.m. my time. It's gonna
Yeah.
be super late. But
Oh my goodness.
But I'm fine if I can fit in
So
a
we can be here,
presentation.
right?
This 1 to
Seven.
2 p.m.
So it's been okay. So this could be
It's all fine.
okay. So it would be for your duration or challenge. All right. So how long do you think this could take?
Oh, it's maybe, I don't know, 45 minutes max. It's
Okay. So let's say it's a half an hour. If there are
Yes.
some questions,
Sounds
some
good. Sounds good.
stuff, all right. So we'll have a half an hour block there. And then we have a break. I don't know. I'm thinking. One thing that might. Maybe we can have a discussion regarding that, like how to give a how to take that to Jira tickets and all that. I'm very interested in making that happen. So I don't know. What do you think? Because maybe Charlotte sense could be a starting point for a discussion, like for a longer discussion. What do you think?
But I
I
wonder,
mean,
Andreas, you also wanted to present Libris
yeah, but
anything?
that's part of the earlier block at
In the
the
morning
morning.
time. But I don't see it on the agenda now.
Oh, it's up.
It's on the left-hand side.
It's over here.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Okay. Are you okay with presenting at this time? Maybe I can we can move you like
I'm
earlier.
fine. 8 p.m. No problem, not at all.
Okay.
11 p.m. Then it's going to be then. I'll be,
Okay. All right, so we'll have a slot here. There. Me think. Yeah, Italy.
I have a question about attending the afternoon. So, if we are online presenters,
Right.
we participate in the afternoon virtually, or is the afternoon only for people who will be attending in person? I thought it would be only for people in person, but.
Yeah, but you're presenters, and you'll have a Zoom link.
Okay.
So technically you can attend. That's my take on that. Tiziana?
No, it's just to confirm. So, what I understood reading the email of Tom, if I remember
Yeah.
correctly, is that in case you present something, you will receive a Zoom link. And so, Kali, consider that in the afternoon is organized a sort of round table between presenters. So, in case of a round table or something like we have to discuss the folio workflow, this is something that involves any presenters in person and online. So, I suppose we can continue using the same Zoom link to discuss.
Okay, great.
That's great. I like that. I got it. I can put the round table just here. Yeah. That's cool. And I guess after that, we can make a more technical discussion. Like, at least having, like, to have a common ground to.
Alvaro, can probably we change and we can, after the Charlotte presentation, probably we can anticipate and discuss the folio integration approaches and Jira tickets. And based on the comments, consideration will be done about these tickets, we can close with a round table just to resume. Comments, thoughts, and to close. Probably it would be an approach.
Okay. So one would be so it would be two different round tables, one about approaches and the other about full integration, right? So
I was understanding that Tiziana was thinking of doing the folio integration at the 1:30. All
exactly.
right.
Folio
Because then the
integration.
round table will end the thing nicely.
Exactly. Just
To
to
end this. Okay, cool.
yeah.
So I
That sounds
will
like a
take.
really good plan. The only thing is, like Charlotte mentioned, that I don't think me nor Charlotte would be part of the round table if it's at the end of the session, because that would be close to 11 or maybe 12 p.m. I don't know what the time will be. It'll be late here in Europe. So
True.
that's the only thing I'm mentioning. I'm not even sure I can participate basically at all in after lunch there, but we'll see. I'll try my best, but no promises.
Oh.
Otherwise, it's a really good plan for how it should work. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
It's also because here in Europe, we will probably start 9:30 our regular mornings, so it will be really long days. So
A long, long day, yes.
yeah, long, long, double days.
with this.
So Charlotte, we can, sorry, what exactly are you going to be talking about? Just
Yeah, so index data has had have had some conversation with the Library of Congress on how we could link back to their current Marva editor. And then the solution or the proposed solution is that this is generic and we can set up linking to any editor, Snopia, Libris, etc. So it's that idea. And it's what we have discussed several times, Alvaro, and you have said it was a good idea, but you simply didn't have time in Citation team.
Yes, it's true.
And with the huge delay of Trillium, we might have a possibility that we actually could
Yes.
fit it in parallel with the new work you are doing as well. Maybe
I was
that could be one of the advantages with this very unfortunately delay of Trillium. But
I
so,
was
yeah.
I was thinking about the same, like putting that task just after what should be in Trillium initially, because I had a plan. So after that, like by late this year, it could be it's very feasible. Yeah, I agree with you. So we will need to coordinate. What, who would be doing what and all that.
Of course,
Yeah.
of course.
But I agree. I had the same plan.
No.
So.
So it would be some UX mockups. It would be present the idea, and I'd say it's something we have talked about also in these meetings, and then maybe discuss because I probably don't know all the parameters we need to have included. So making sure that setting up this is su sufficient for all your different systems. So it would both be linked back, and then there will also I hope to also include, because Library of Congress is also having this wish of doing the mark editing. So it's
Right. There's others of us want to
Yeah, I would
avoid
say no, no, no.
markers.
We don't want to do that. But they have that as a requirement. Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what I'm wondering. For the afternoon sessions, I understand the notion of having a roundtable just sort of as a summation aspect. I'm wondering if, we've been presenting all these editors and all of them linked to Folio, which is really cool, but maybe there should be some sort of, instead of necessarily a round table, a sort of a how can I put it, a
Development plan.
sort of thoughts on why we have so many editors at the moment,
Okay.
and all the different, and sort of summing up all the different approaches and why people are going one way or another, kind of thing.
Are you thinking more of a general discussion, or is
Well,
it more the focus that you're thinking about?
I'm not even sure, we could have it as a discussion, or seeing all of you want to go to bed, which is not an unreasonable thing. Somebody could just give a talk about this sort
Maybe,
of.
yeah, maybe we can take notes during the day and have like a flash or something like a summary, maybe at the end, something like that, maybe. I'm not sure, but I know what you mean. Like to have a clarity about what was discussed and what are the differences and what are the what are the challenges and all that? I understand. Maybe you could go after this, like something like
Right.
that. And
I mean, if nobody wants to do it, I could volunteer. Then I
okay.
could actually come to the workshop.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. I'm gonna. Did you hear them?
I
Oh
mean,
my.
I've already used three of the editors, so I'm not doing too badly, kind of thing. But that I think that that might work. Andreas, we will have to have a chat, but for sure, ahead of time maybe, and Alvaro, but
Sure.
I think I could pull something off. I mean, I've given a lot of talks in time, so it's for that amount of time
Thank you so
anyways,
much. I
I could do that.
can't find my heart reaction, but
Oh, Tiziana made up for it.
yeah. Thank you so much. Oh. Okay.
This is for two, Alvaro. These are transportions. I already sent mine.
Okay. So seemingly that we have a schedule, have an agenda. So Okay, this looks very round to me. What do you think? Okay, I will create a more polished view of this, and I will share it with you. And also, I will be sending an email to to have this like in a written form and all that, like a little more formal. So,
Oh, this looks great. You're going to make it difficult for us Europeans. We're going to want to stay until the very end, but that's good.
oh, I'm so sorry about but okay.
Don't worry, Monday might work, but Thursday, Friday, we are gonna be so
Yeah.
gray and tired.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Okay. So, are we good with that? With this plan? Okay. So I think that'd be it. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. This is great. Okay, I'm gonna stop sharing then.
And I'm sorry, I'm gonna miss it. The only other thing that I threw on the agenda, just because it's an ongoing priority. Well, priority. It is. It's a prioritization is an ongoing priority, and we still have for the community priorities dashboard, we still only have one feature, and that's in large part because everything else that's on our topics list doesn't have a full Jira. Tiziana?
Yes, Laura, I have a question about this because if you remember with index data, we create three different tickets on Jira for integration between Folio and third parties. So probably I'm missing something. I'm not sure about how to include these in a list of priority. How we can start seeing this list of features that I suppose are useful for any editors we are speaking about. If you
Are
like, I can.
these already in the topics list? Are they the search in third-party application
Exactly.
capture entity?
I don't see your screen.
Oh no, I wasn't sharing. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Let me share.
There were two that I had suggested we add to the board. The third one we wanted to talk about more as a group, so that's why the third one is not listed. But I think all three are in our table.
Okay, perfect.
And I, okay. I feel like we don't. I don't know if somebody wants to do anything about this in this meeting or if we want to just resume this in October. And I've been thinking a lot about also. And I'd be interested to hear others' thoughts on this. One of my priorities would be an inventory related feature. I don't know if it's inventory or data import or both. It would be the ability, first of all, to import mark data to create an instance, but not save the source mark, just to use the mark to generate a Folio instance. And then also eventually the ability to have a record with any in inventory with mark source and overwrite it with something with a different source. And these are things that I'm thinking about and thinking about a possible linked data workflow. So I might add those to the top topics list so we could talk in future about if those are of interest to others. Nancy?
I think Charlotte got her hand up first.
Oh, was it Charlotte? Okay, sorry, I wasn't
so,
sure.
So I think that kind of blend in with what the Library of Congress is also talking about. I'd say ideally it might be something where you can define one library might want to be able to shift between now the source ID is MARC, now it has been maintained again with coming as a linked data record, so now it's overriding again the MARC back and forth, and other libraries might say if it has been overridden by linked data, it stays linked data and is not to be changed anymore. So so I think definitely that's super interesting. It's probably not something we can just one size fit all, because I doubt that's what we want.
Yeah, it
we
depends
never do.
Right. I think it but it what I was going to say is that it also if we expand it out just a little bit, it can also relate to what data import is trying to do. I got to admit, being still fairly new to Folio, it came as a very rude shock to find out that data import can only import MARC. Because, what we would like to do is just even take a spreadsheet and import it and create instance, which seems to me to have been a basic thing for Folio to be able to do. And then one could skip that whole MARC problem if necessary, if you wanted to. But to have that option, and if we could get in on that ticket, and because that this is something the SIG is actually looking at, is something very closely related to that specific aspect of not being so dependent on MARC for data import. And I think if we could work with them on that to a certain extent, and get our name in on that, that could be really helpful to both of us. And we all know data import needs improvement anyway. So,
yes, I see your hand, Alvaro. I was just going to say one thing that now I'm remembering I had wanted to ask also is would there be interest in having a joint meeting with data import? So that's something to think about.
Okay. Yeah, well, about data import, well, we have a schedule, a full data import implementation. We're still doing the groundwork for that. But our idea is by the end of the year to be able to do some proper data import. I still don't know how we are going to make it, but by the end of the year it's like six sprints, something like that, and it's feasible. We won't be using the data import app. So
you will not be using it?
No, okay. Because of what you mentioned, there's not really compatibility. So the choice was or to build something from scratch or to work around and try to make the data import app to work for us, but then there were some performance issues. See, it might take a lot, or it might take a lot of resources, maybe. So we went for doing something new. So What it seems that might be happening is that we'll be making a new module inside Folio. We still need to check that because we can't do it. We can do that, can't do that out of the blue. But the idea would be that, and being that way, I think that module will be there in Folio, so you could take advantage of that.
Will that be importing to? I'm assuming it's importing RDF. Would it be importing RDF to the Folio linked data app or importing to inventory or both?
No, to the linked data app. We don't really have a contact with inventory. We go, everything goes through SRS and for updates and all that, we use Kafka messages.
And everything go in my mind, everything going through SRS is a big problem because we, if in workflows I'm thinking about wanting to be able to implement, I would want to be able either to have SRS support non-marked data or to have to be working with
there's RDF a conversion done
and inventory, but no SRS. So
well,
that's I feel like it would be worth our talking with the data import SIG and finding out what of our needs are in alignment with what they're talking about and if we can work together to figure out the best approach, because if we're going to end up with effectively a different import tool for every data format, that in my mind that's not ideal, but if that's what we want, we should at least say explicitly.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I can share the approach we're using so you can see what's best for you. So you can take what you think it's convenient for your approach, and and regarding data export, we'll be using the data export app, and then the export will be using JSON. It will be JSON files containing RDF format.
But the existing data import, I'm sorry,
yes,
the existing
yes.
data export app. Okay, that makes a lot more sense to have.
Yeah, and in order to do so, we'll be using FQM, the FQM module that already exists. That's the shortest approach we found.
Just because it's just me who has forgotten. Where are you storing? Are you storing the what's the module where you are storing your data? What's that called?
It's
probably because I don't have your workflow present in my head.
Yeah. Let me remember. I think everything is it's not in S3. Let me remember. I mean, we have a Postgres database.
Okay.
And let me. I need to find out where it's located within the diagram. I can check that. Get back to you.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks.
No problem. I will take note about that. We'll take a note.
But if people were implementing this, where would this database, would it be like an SRS and everyone had their own, or is it just through?
Well, Regarding the export and import and all that, the idea could be to be using everyone using the same, I think. Yeah. Now regarding graph, I don't know. That's something we need to research a little bit, I think. I'm not sure about that because ideally the graph should be located in the same place for everyone, but I don't know the peculiarities of every editor, so I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
So this will be up to you, Nancy and Callie, but this seems like a good place for us to pick up after WolfCon, talking about the import and export needs, in addition to the other tickets that Tiziana had started.
Yeah, when we have more advanced the development of data import, I can share with you the like the specifics of it, like how it will really work and how the model would behave. So far, we are thinking about API calls for that module. And we are thinking about uploading the like a big RDF file to S3, and then make the API call from there. Because we don't want to expose and import a capability, because if you that leave that I mean, if it's not a system admin, anyone could upload, say, 2 million instances, and that can be very destructive. We want to keep that very restricted. But anyways, when we have like the proper schematics for this, I will share that with you so you can see what's convenient for your approach.
Okay, I still don't understand where this file where you're loading this, so.
Oh, okay, yeah,
I mean,
there's
a big RDF store. I mean, it has to be held by somebody, and but perhaps, as Kelly says, you
yes,
should
I think, yes,
present more formally to us rather than us quizzing you,
yeah,
which is a little unfair.
Yeah, of course. I mean, supposedly you can have the file anywhere you like. I was thinking about that, but then you need to make an API call, and that will be moved to wherever the graph is. But that's the general idea of this.
Yeah,
But it still will be restricted to system admins.
Kelly, you unmuted for a moment there.
I was just going to follow up on something Alvaro said, which was, I think Nancy's question was where the graph is. You had said wherever it is, and I think that's what the question is where. Where is that?
Okay, I will check about that.
I guess, to be clear, it's because, generally speaking, Folio at the moment does not have shared stores of anything. So this would be
This would be not shared.
Very different.
Or this would also be not shared.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's a graph of every institution. So I guess it's up for every institution if they want to share it, I guess. Well, anyways, the one of the things I intend to do is to open the graph at some point. There's even a ticket somewhere for that. But I intend to at least open the your eyes, because otherwise the data can't really proper function. But still, that it doesn't answer the question, because you'll have a URI, but you okay, you still don't know where it is. I will check on that and come back to you.
I agree with Kelly. Your presentation in the fall would be really good. So thank you, everyone. I will not see you at the workshop, but see you virtually at some of the regular WolfCon programming. And for those of you for whom it is already late in the day, have a wonderful weekend. Well, actually, everyone have a wonderful weekend.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Take care.